This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a ton of entertainment-related technology that has pretty much been rendered useless over the past decade or two. Cassette tapes, let alone the 8-track. Floppy disks, the Walkman. Video rental stores, though, are still out there. Erin Geiger-Smith is a contributor to the Wall Street Journal. She wrote the other day about the video store renaissance. Erin, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Okay, wait, what? Video stores? Really?
It's a thing. It's still happening.
I know. Why? What's the deal?
You know, I came to think about it as it is the corner bookstore for film lovers.
Huh. Yeah, no, that's good. I like that.
And also, it's a great thing for kids. So people with young children can bring them in. They can browse. Of course, you know, my 2-year-old can operate an iPhone with absolutely no problem, but he can't type.
Well, so you know what's really funny? So when my oldest two boys, who are now 18 and 15, were little, we used to go to Blockbuster. But my 12-year-old and my 9-year-old have no memory of that whatsoever. It's like a totally different thing.
Yeah, they hardly know it exists, really.
There's a great quote from a guy in here who owns a place in Brooklyn. He says, you have to have a subscription for 9 different services to catch up with what I have in one, like, 400-square-foot shop.
Yeah, and it is true. I mean, even those of us looking for something, you want to watch something on a Saturday night, and it may not be available to stream, and you have to find another service. And so this is a way that eliminates that. Netflix does have a really large catalog of DVDs still, but, you know, you do that and you're waiting a couple days, whereas the video store owners say, hey, we're right here. You can have it in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. You point out early in this piece that it's these video stores are popular or strong in places with strong local food scenes.
You know, we try to avoid using the word hipster anymore, but it's people who like things local. So the man in Austin, Brian Connolly at Vulcan Video there, said people in Austin really care about shopping local. They want local food. They want local everything. And for them, that trickles down to including supporting the local video store.
Yeah, not to buy too much into the Keep Austin Weird thing, but they've got, is it 2 or 3 actual video stores?
There was 4, and it's sort of whittling down to 3. But Austin also has a very strong film community, and the film community does a lot to support those stores.
Yeah. On that whittling down thing, are new video stores opening, or are the ones that are there, like, holding on with their fingernails, you know?
Some are doing better than others, but it's definitely a tough market. You're not going to see these guys opening 8 new stores anytime soon.
Right.
But one opened in 2015 in Philadelphia, and it was a gentleman who had worked at a store that closed but thought he could do better opening a smaller store and combining it with a coffee shop. So he didn't just open a video store. He knew that that wasn't viable. But by combining the two, he sort of found a market there that works for them.
Yeah. What was the last movie you watched in physical hard copy? Do you remember?
Okay.
Yeah. Right?
I do not.
I'll tell you what, as I was asking the question, I was like, she's going to put it back on me, and I don't know the answer to my own question.
Exactly, yeah. Right. I believe that it was films that my mom had of her childhood transferred to DVD.
There you go.
So I think that was it. Last Christmas, I believe.
Which is great. Erin Geiger-Smith, her piece in the Wall Street Journal is called Revenge of the Video Store. Erin, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kai.